city. The proposal to have Thika Town elevated into a smart city has met with opposition from a section of residents apprehensive about evictions and disruptions from the expected major infrastructural development. Residents led by area MCA Kennedy Mwangi Kentums blamed the Kiambu County government for failing to sensitize them accordingly on the expectations as well as address their fears of losing their income-generating ventures due to the expected livelihood disruptions. Speaking during a public consultation meeting with the town traders on the proposals today, the MCA said the proposal had been opposed by residents during a public participation exercise last year over fears that the city will come with numerous disruptions. Residents need to be assured that they will not be victims of disruptions when major infrastructure will be put in place. Traders too need assurances that they will not be evicted from the town in favor of multinationals, said Kentums. Traders led by Joshua Kariuki said they will only support the proposal once the county government conducts a more inclusive public participation exercise and assures residents of the opportunities that they will get in the event the town is elevated. Thika Township MCA Kennedy Mwangi Kentums addresses residents during a meeting on the proposed elevation of the town into a city. They called for a forum with Kiambu Governor Kamani Wamatangi to air their views, saying most residents have no idea of what is expected. We reject the proposed Thika Smart City in totality unless our fears are addressed. Up to now, no one knows the infrastructural development that is expected, the opportunities and challenges that emanate from such an upgrade, said Kariuki. Esther Wambui, another trader, said they have only learned about elevating the town to a city through social media. They fear that once made a city, they will be evicted from the town CBD, making them jobless. Tuktik and Boda Boda operators too fear that once made a city, they too will be restricted from accessing the CBD which they have been operating from for years. They said the streamlining of the transport sector within the town may force them out of operation, calling for more insight to address those fears. During a recent public participation in Thika, Governor Wamatangi said plans to kickstart the process of upgrading the town have commenced after setting up an ad hoc and county technical committees to midwife the process. He said Shush 10 billion will be required to initiate a raft of development projects including roads, water, street lights, and markets among others. The governor added that 30 acres of land have been set aside to relocate the Thika GK prison from the CBD to ease congestion challenges at the facility. MCA Mwangi supported the move, saying the prison land can be used to put up other amenities including markets and bus parks.